Positions at work. Over the last decades, the number of women in the labor market has been increasing a lot. While in the past, women's professional activities were restricted to education, care, and other types of jobs related to human relations, today we are more used to seeing women in positions that are formerly considered male jobs. There are nevertheless some important points to be considered in this scenario. Firstly, there still seems to be a gender bias attached to some more hazardous jobs due to the fact that they may require greater physical strain and might endanger women's health. It is, however, a fact that the same applies to men's well-being, so such argument does not seem to be justifiable. While some people defend that there should not be such differentiation, some contractors and private firms claim that, even though they have been trying to reduce the difference in the number of men and women in blue-collar jobs, such as plumbing, electrical work, and carpentry, they have been facing difficulties since they are still used to getting way more male applicants. On the other hand, it is very clear to notice that women have been gaining significant space in the business world, taking over management positions in different areas. Although we are more used to seeing women in positions of power today, there is still a long way to go, since the number of women in senior roles is still significantly lower than that of men. The fact that women might still not be regarded as being as capable as men to perform leadership positions, it's very clear not only in private companies, but also in governments all around the world. It is clear the world has seen relevant shifts in the role women and men have in the labor market, but there seems to be a long way to go since that is more evident in some countries than others.